Jealousy is a friend. Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Hey, you're listening to what was formerly the Computer Corner. I'm not sure what we're doing now.
What we're naughty and nice?
The heck was all that?
I don't know, man.
It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, a.k.a. the Godfathers of Geek.
The Emperors of Email.
The idiot savants of the internet.
The dudes who don't know what they're doing on the radio, but we pretend like we do anyway.
Yeah, this is our 11th year of doing radio on KTAR. We'll figure it out sooner or later.
That's right.
You can give us a holler when you hear somebody hang up, 602-277-5827. Or, of course, visit us online at datadoctors.com/radio and see if your email can make the cut on today's show.
I got an email here that I was looking for just now. It was a good question that I get a lot. Somebody's saying that they had gotten a new home theater system, and at the store, the home theater people said, hey, you need some good power protection, and
power
them
protection,
a good
yes.
surge protector.
Yes.
And that got them to thinking about their computer and all the equipment they had in their office, and
yes.
said, what do I need? Where do I start? How many joules? And they knew the right word, and that's not spelled J-E-W.
It's J-O-U-L-E-S.
Right.
Well, typically, we like to have at least 2 joules, but I suppose you could function with 1?
Actually... Yeah,
I mean 200.
Ken wrote a whole newspaper column on that back
several
a while way back. If you go to computerproblems.com, click in the search box and type in the word joules, J-O-U-L-E-S, you'll find it. It'll be the only thing that comes up. We look for something that has a joule rating of at least 200, and that's where things kind of start for computer power protection.
Really good protection starts at 600 joules.
Yes.
You want to look for the Underwriters Laboratory UL listing, UL 1449, that tells you that it meets certain criteria. And if you really want to protect your computer equipment, you want more than just surge protection. You want what's called a battery backup, which will also maintain the computer's power when the electricity gets cut off, and also absorbs all surges and what are known as sags, which are just as harmful to your data.
So that thing that you were asking about, if you can buy it for less than probably $30, it's probably not rated high enough to do the job well.
It's probably decent. It's not going to
yeah.
be great. And Molly, we love questions about power protection, joules, and
especially,
all that.
Especially, yeah, we can't get to use the word joules.
Joules. Let's go to Kathleen, shall we?
Let us try.
Kathleen in Sun City, are you with us?
I'm still here.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you.
The dais is yours.
Just before your show started today, we finished installing our brand new multifunction printer.
Really? Scanner. Tell us about that.
We didn't realize we should have gone to your website first.
Oh, well. There's always next time.
We also already have a Minolta slide scanner. Now, what kind of problems are we going to run into?
Well, first of all, what did you buy? What's the new device?
It's a HP 2110.
Okay, well, Hewlett-Packard, for the most part, if you're gonna throw the dice and get a multifunction device, Hewlett-Packard typically has better written drivers, but they do sometimes have problems as well. Basically, the conflict comes in when you have too much stuff loaded. So if you're going to be using the scanner in the HP, then uninstall all the stuff for the Canon.
The Minolta?
The Minolta, I'm sorry. Yeah, if you have a standalone scanner and you have a multifunction device, they can coexist, but typically scanners, when you install them, they install a bunch of extra software and a lot of stuff that's like in the background waiting for you to push the button on the scanner. So if you have two programs like that are waiting in the background, they could be fighting each other. So what I would suggest is if you plan on using the multifunction printer, it's got a scanner, correct?
Yes.
So then don't get rid of the Minolta.
Oh, we have to have it, though.
Why?
Oh, we're scanning slides.
So your new device doesn't have a scanner, a slide scanner, a slide
no.
adapter. Okay. Well, I mean, how's it working so far?
Well, we just installed it.
So you haven't really had time to really, well, I mean, the damage is done if it's been done, so play with it. And see, you know, if it's going to do what you need it to do. But this is a perfect example of why a multifunction printer would not necessarily be a good idea for you. You already had a scanner that had special features that you needed?
It's just for slides, that's all.
Right, I understand that, but that doesn't allow you to get rid of it and use the scanner that you now have two scanners.
That's right.
Right? You didn't really need two scanners. You probably just needed a printer, right? I mean, did you need it to do copies?
No, we want a scanner for copying.
Right, but you already have that.
No. I'm sorry, this Minolta...
Oh, it's a special slide. Okay, well then it's just a software issue, and you've already done it. So play with it and see what happens.
Okay, I guess that's all we can do.
Yeah, at this point, there's no way to know. You know, there's so many other things that come into play. So there's no magic wand I can wave and say, hey, it'll be no problem, or it'll be just fine.
Well,
and you've already done it, so. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Kathleen. Our advice, folks, if you're interested in the advice, what we do recommend is stay away from that kind of complication, but in her case, it's too late. So it's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney.
If you want our advice, then ask, and if you don't, then don't.
Well, she understood.
It's Ken and Brandon. We'll be back after the break.